Carl Davis was drawn into a project. He was involved with silent films when he collaborated with film historians Kevin Brownlow and David Gill on the Thames television series Hollywood. And then Brownlow embarked on a painstaking restoration of Abel Gance's silent classic Napoleon, much of which had been long lost. It was inevitable that Carl Davis should write the music for this five-hour-long epic, which was to be performed live to accompany the screening. It was a mammoth task, not only in composition and synchronization, but also in the sheer physical stamina needed to conduct an orchestra for 5 hours. But it culminated in triumph. Napoleon and its restoration certainly is a project that would be explored at Bucknell University in Lewisburg as part of its very exciting film media program. The students are able to do and explore all aspects and all ages of film. And Bucknell tells us film and media have become major cultural forms in the 21st century. And their study is now an important part of a modern humanities education. The Film Media Studies major at Bucknell teaches students to critically engage and understand and even produce moving images. Courses challenge students to think historically, theoretically, and analytically about a wide range of audiovisual media, including cinema, radio, television, and new media. The Film Media Studies major also encourages students to apply their knowledge by producing creative work in media production courses. Film Media Studies is partnered with Lewisburg's Campus Theater for classroom screenings and also uses the Martz Film Media Production Studio for production classes. One of those classes is titled Film Exhibition and Programming. The catalog describes it this way. It's a course that provides a historical and practical perspective on various strategies for independent and alternative film programming and exhibition. Coursework culminates in the production of the Bucknell Intercollegiate Film Festival, known as BIFF, held biennially at the Campus Theater. Class participants curate the program and organize all aspects of the festival. Two of those fortunate students were available and eager to talk about what they were learning. Angelica Nowak, a senior, started not committed to film studies, but she has become a committed student in the art of films and filmmaking, particularly the technical aspects. And we had a chance to talk with her about Friday's film festival at the Campus Theater.
At Bucknell, we take a first-year foundation seminar, and like you have to take it. Every first-year takes it in your first semester, and mine was called titled Cinema in the City. And so the entire class, we were just looking at movies and how they represent cities. So we looked at big cities like New York and Tokyo and San Francisco, and I was just like, wow, this is so cool. Like, I had never thought about movies in this way before because they were always just such like a entertainment thing to me. So like taking this class, like, there's so much of a deeper meaning. This is so interesting in how they represent the world and just like everything that we see in our daily lives. So I was really interested in that class, and then I needed an elective my second semester here, and so I took the Introduction to Film and Media Studies class. And I ended up, after that, deciding to pursue the minor because it was just something that was like so like interesting, and how I said before, how it shows the world, how it influences the world, and just all the patterns that are in films and like the different styles. I've taken classes on like documentary and avant-garde and noir and Western, and there's just so much there that I would have never heard of and didn't hear of until I took these classes. So like every class I took, it was just more and more interesting to me. And so I've definitely been more like the study side of it. I did take the Introduction to Production class last semester, and that was also just really cool to see the background behind all of it, because I'm a mechanical engineer, and coming from a tech side of it, I was just the camera work and like the lighting and all the technology that goes into it and the set design and how they do like all the special effects. Every part about it was just so interesting to me.
Have you had the occasion to go to the Campus Theater for the regular screenings that are part of some of the courses?
Yeah, so I've been going to those since my first year here, and some of the classes they're mandatory to go to. But a lot of them, I just went for the fun of it, because I was like, oh, this looks like a really interesting movie, or like I had the time. So and I was like, you might as well, because you're getting free to all of these. And there's movies that you never would see outside of the screening that Bucknell here does, because there's a lot of very niche things.
And if you're interested in technology, what do you think about getting the chance to see things in 35 millimeter?
That's always been such a cool part to me. And I believe I've even seen stuff on like 16 millimeter. I've been like close to the projector, actual film projectors. I've handled the actual film strip and like sliced them and put them back together. So both like the digital side of it is like what we focus on in the production class. But in my other classes, my professors are like, here's a piece of a film strip. So I have a random film strip in my backpack. And they're like, oh, like here, come learn how to slice film together. It's like a niche thing. But seeing how like seeing all that up close and like seeing that side of the technology is also really cool because you get an appreciation for how much went into a lot of like these early works. In my the production class, we did do like a little workshop with I'm pretty sure it was called a Bolex camera. So it's an actual like film camera that you put film in and record it. And it was, they used before the digital cameras came out. So even just being able to say, oh, this is how they do it. Cause you can't go back and delete. It's so much harder when it's on actual film than on digital. You just sort of like, you really get an appreciation of the very like early works in film.
What drew you to taking part in the film festival?
Yeah, so one of the reasons is to complete my minor and to be able to like simultaneously for a film festival, showing your film in it and also planning it are two things that so many people in the industry don't actually get to ever take a part in. And so even just being able to see the background of it. And I think we sorted through like over 100 films and we had to pick the order and we've been promoting it and we were made the awards by hand here on campus. So just, oh, like this is how much effort goes into these festivals. And this is only like a one night thing. So then thinking like the New York Film Festival, that's like a couple of days. I'm just, wow, they spend so much time on that. If we spent the whole semester on the one night festival, I can't even imagine how long they spend on like a weekend long festival or like a week long festival.
Were you surprised by the quality of what was submitted?
Definitely. Some of the stuff I'm just, this looks like it was like professionally made in like Hollywood or like they've had 20 years of experience. There's some works. One of my favorite ones is, it's called Last Living Bird, and it's just a comedic film, and it has this plot and storyline that I never would have thought of. I never would even have imagined somebody making. So it's just like a very entertaining film. It's well shot. And there's other ones that the like animation in it is just unbelievable. And how do you even do that? So there was definitely a lot of stuff with that in the films that were like, wow, this feels like someone made it who has 20 plus years of experience in film. And it's like, oh, like this looks so cool. Like how on earth did you even do that? So there was definitely a lot of those reactions as we were watching the film.
Angelica Nowak, a student at Bucknell. Jenna Wright is next. She's a sophomore.
I've always been super into films. Originally coming into college, I wasn't a film major. I came in as a computer science major. And I came in wanting to do something along the lines of graphic design, specifically in movies. And because Bucknell doesn't have a direct graphic design major, I thought the best way to do that would be to double major in computer science and film to get both backgrounds that I need. And I ended up just falling in love with the major as a whole and just the idea of being in film and a cinephiliac.
We've often talked with Rebecca about the campus theater screenings every week. You must have immersed yourself in so many different kinds of films, modern, avant-garde, the old ones, 35 millimeter. That must have been an education in itself.
Yes, 100%. My class currently with Professor Myers, and I have another class with another professor here in the film department, Professor Eric Faden. Both of those require you to go to the Monday and Tuesday screenings at the campus theater. This semester is my first time ever going to any of those types of screenings. It has been like such an amazing experience. I've learned so much. I've learned a lot more than I thought I would. I didn't realize how much went into not just a film, but screening a film. And it's been such an amazing experience to not only get to be the one watching the films, but be the one programming the films as well.
Was there a particular film that has stayed with you?
I guess I'm a little biased because I would say it is one of my favorite movies now, but Sinners. I saw it for my intro to film class with Professor Eric Faden. I've also seen Sinners 3 other times in theaters and 5 times in total. So it's like, I think it's an amazing movie. But other than that, we just recently watched a movie called Eno. It's a film where every single time it's played, it's edited and programmed differently. No cut is exactly the same. So the film that we just watched this past Monday will never be shown again. That I thought was super cool, which I've never even heard of films being produced like that, but I thought it was awesome.
Now tell us about this festival that's coming up this weekend. What have you had to do with it? Have you been programming and judging and screening and all that sort of stuff? Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we're putting on BIFF, Bucknell Intercollegiate Film Festival. This is the first time I've ever won, my second time now being to a film festival, but like this is the first time I've ever been part of actually putting together a film festival. So we pretty much sent out emails to all the universities in Pennsylvania and said that if there are any filmmakers who had short films that they wanted to submit to the film festival, they could do that. We would then go through all those films and kind of weave through them and pick a handful to then screen at BIFF. And when we first, one, I wasn't aware of how many filmmakers there are, I guess, just in Pennsylvania. Like, we got so many submissions. And obviously, going in, you hope that a lot of people submit. But I wasn't aware of how many people were going to submit, how many people were as enthusiastic to submit as they were. And then as we got the films and we pre-screened them, screened them as a class, screened them individually, and pretty much just gave our inputs on what we thought would add best to the film festival. And we accepted a handful, and they're going to be screened this Friday. It's really exciting.
And you say some of the filmmakers or many of the filmmakers will be there?
Yes, about half or so are going to be in attendance this weekend.
And different types of film, animation, regular film, a whole array?
With their submissions, we got pretty much every single genre you could think of. And then with the submissions that we accepted, we'd still have a handful. We have animation in there. We have stop motion, comedy, drama, documentaries. It's definitely like a wide range of films being shown this weekend.
Have you made a film yet?
I have not made a film myself. I have helped other classmates work on films, but I personally have not written and directed a film.
Is that part of your goal?
It definitely is, yes.
Do you have ideas right now?
I kind of want to do something that would revolve around animation, seeing as how like my whole kind of jig is like graphic design. So I am really into animated movies. I'm really into cartoons growing up. So anything along those lines, I think, would be more what I would write.
Jenna Wright and Angelica Nowak, Bucknell University students taking a class titled Film Exhibition and Programming that culminates in a film festival this Friday. The Bucknell Intercollegiate Film Festival will present a curated program of short films by collegiate filmmakers from across Pennsylvania, and it is this Friday, May 1st at 7 p.m. at the Campus Theater, 413 Market Street in Lewisburg. The event is free and open to the public. For more information, bucknell.edu, bucknell.edu. And we have a special salute to Rebecca Myers, who is the academic film programmer and lecturer in film media studies, who teaches this course and directs the film festival. That's this Friday at 7 in the evening at the Campus Theater, 413 Market Street in Lewisburg, free and open to the public, bucknell.edu, bucknell.edu.